Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Ang Business Innovation and Investment Program ay nagbibigay oportunidad sa lahat ng mga investors, innovators, entrepreneurs at mga individual na may angking galing o kakayahan at karanasan sa pagninegosyo na makapag-migrate dito sa Australia. Mula noong 2012, ang programang ito ay nag-abot na ng pondo sa kaba ng bansa na tinatayang nasa 16 bilyong dolyar. At nitong taon lamang, nagpalabas ang gobyerno ng mga pagbabago sa programa. Ayon sa founder at principal immigration lawyers work visa lawyers na si Chris Johnson, ilan sa ginawang pagbabago ay ang pagtanggal ng bilang ng visa streams mula sa siyam ngayon ay apat na lamang.
The straight to permanent residency option, which was the 132 visa, has been removed. And so now all of the business and investor visas are going to be within the subclass 188, and then they'll make a transition to permanent residency through the 888.
Kabilang sa mga naiwang streams ay ang business innovation, entrepreneur, investor at significant investor streams. Ang apat na ito ay nasa subclass 188, kung saan tinatawag na provisional visa na may pathway para sa permanent residency sa ilalim ng subclass 888 na visa. Dagdag pa ni Mr. Johnson, ang kagandahan ng provisional business visas na ito ay mas mahaba ang ipinagkakaloob na validity period.
One of the changes for the 188 visas is that they have got a different duration. So they're going to be granted for 5 years, so it's an extra year. And to progress on to permanent residency, certain things will need to be achieved for 3 years. So this has the advantage of giving a little bit more time and flexibility to the applicant to be able to meet the requirements before progressing on to permanent residency.
Nang sinimulan ng gobyerno ang business visa program noong 2012, ayon kay Mr. Johnson, may mga pagbabago na sa application requirements sa business innovation stream o mas kilalang subclass 188A. Kabilang sa mga pagbabago ay ang personal at business assets test at business turnover, na noon ay may halagang $500,000.
The change for the 188 is that the level of investment has been increased. So the personal and business assets has been increased from $800,000 to $1.25 million. And the turnover requirements have also been increased. So they'll have to demonstrate that they previously had a turnover of $750,000 for two of the last 4 years.
Habang sa investment requirement naman para sa significant investor stream ay nananatiling $5 million. Pero para sa mga aplikante sa investor stream ngayon, kailangan ay 2.5 milyong dolyar mula sa dating 1.5 milyong dolyar. Sabi pa ni Mr. Johnson, kung dati ay pwede pa ang investment ng aplikante ay sa government bonds sa estado, ngayon dapat sa complying investments. Yan kasi ang nakasaad sa complying investment framework.
The complying investment framework is now that 20% must be invested in venture capital and private growth equity fund, 30% invested in emerging companies, and 50% in balancing investments. So what that really represents is an increase in investment in venture capital, and it's a decrease in investments in the balancing funds.
Sabi pa ng lawyer and registered migration agent at SIC visa ni si Ben Watt, posible umanong hindi kakagatin ng maraming investor ito dahil hindi sila lahat nakikinabang sa ginawang pagbabago.
They've changed where that money goes. So it no longer goes to state government now. So you have to invest in like emerging tech companies and things like that in Australia. And they've made it a little bit more complex, but probably there is more risk that you could lose all your money with the investment you put it into. But of course, you can make more money from those investments as well. So you could do very well out of that, but you could also, there's a greater risk as well. You know, the state governments have never not paid out their bonds ever, but lots of companies have failed.
Pero ayon dito, mas pabor ito sa ginawang pagbabago sa entrepreneur stream ng subclass 188 visa dahil hindi na kailangan ang $200,000 na pondo.
if you can show that you've got this great idea that you want to commercialize and bring to Australia, well, you're able to go directly for 188 visa. In the past, you needed $200,000 in funding from some sort of fund that's listed in a particular index or from a university or something like that. But now that's removed. So my view is that that's going to be where a lot of those visas are going to go.
Dagdag pa ni Mr. Watt, mas ginawang simple o pinadali din ang pathway ng permanent residency sa entrepreneur stream.
And there isn't the key success factors that there are with the way that this program's previously operated in the past. Like generating an annual turnover of your company of $300,000 or hiring two Aussies full time or getting a patent or receiving ongoing funding or selling your venture for $2 million or getting a partnership with a uni.
Dapat ding tandaan ng mga aplikante na ang entrepreneur stream ay state or territory government nominated.
The state governments are the ones that pick you. Say things like, well, these are the industries that we want to develop and we want skilled people who are willing to come here and commercialize and bring about these particular industries to our state. And that might be like blockchain development or agricultural technology or medical technology or, it just depends on what the state's priorities are at that particular time.
Sa kabuuan, sabi ni Ben Watt, katanggap-tanggap ang ginawang pagbabago ngayon sa Business Innovation and Investment Program dahil nagbibigay ito ng mga innovations o pagbabago sa bansa kung saan makikinabang ang mga Australians at hindi lang puro nakatutok sa mga money-making na idea.
Someone might have a really good idea for like an application for say something like suicide awareness or mental health or something like that. That's very positive. That may not have the biggest financial rewards or return. But by bringing that in and convincing the state that's a great innovative idea and it's something you contribute to the state, you might potentially be able to progress to permanent residency with something that's socially good and not just a moneymaker. Do you know what I mean? That's a very good change.
Para makapag-apply ng visa para sa Business Innovation and Investment Program, kailangan ang aplikante ay nominado ng state o territory government. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa pagbabago sa Business Investment and Innovation Program, bisitahin ang Department of Home Affairs website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kusanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.